Dear friends in Christ, our text for today speaks of who we are as Christians under two metaphors, salt and light. Our Lord assures us, as he assured his disciples, that we are this world's salt, preserving it from corruption. He also tells us that we are the light of the world, bringing light to what would otherwise be darkness. But then he gives us a tall order. He says, "Thus let your light shine before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We may well ask how we do this. Several answers have been proposed. Only one is proper. Our text for today shows us the right way to let our light shine. From it, we see that the proper way to let it shine is not by false pride, nor by false humility, but by true humility. The first way of letting our light shine before men was around even in Jesus' day. It was the way of false pride, and it was practiced by the Pharisees. When they would set out to do good works, they carried their own band along with them. As the trumpets announced their coming, they would stop in front of some beggar and throw a few coins in his general direction. These hypocrites thought that by announcing their presence, they were really letting their light shine, and they were. But it was not God that they glorified, but themselves. Jesus said that since they did it to be seen by men, they got their reward. They were seen by men. Sometimes you and I can be that hypocrite. We who are studying for the pastoral office can blow our trumpet announcing the great sacrifices that we are making in our pursuit of the public ministry. We need to seriously examine our motives in the sacrifices that we make. And when we do, we find that our good deeds and works are stained and filthy rags. False pride isn't the way to go. It has its reward. But there's another, more subtle way of letting our light shine that we should avoid. This way is especially popular in Christian circles, and I'm sure all of us have experienced it at one time or another. It's the way of false humility. One Christian musician describes an experience he had with this kind of attitude. After one of his concerts, a woman approached him with a song that she had written. He sat down at the piano and played through the song, and then told the woman, "Ma'am, that's a good song. You did a good job." She replied, "Oh, it wasn't me. It was the Lord." He then told her, "I didn't say it was that good." The problem with this, "it's not me, it's the Lord" way of letting our light shine, is that really it's just a more subtle way of pride. Though the work of the Son for us was substitutionary, the work of the Spirit in us is not. Jesus here calls the good works ours. How then can we let our light shine in such a way that men will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven? The text points us to the way of true humility. It shows us, through the metaphor of salt and light, that true humility is, first of all, recognizing who we are in ourselves, and then secondly, Jesus reminding us who we are in him. In and of ourselves, apart from Christ, we are the world, and Jesus' two images for us in him show us what we are apart from him. First, he says that we are the salt of the earth. Salt was necessary in Jesus' day to preserve food. Without salt, to keep the food fresh, it would soon be putrefied. And apart from Christ, we are that putrefying food. Apart from Him, our lives would show the same decay that afflicts the whole world today. Then Jesus uses another metaphor when He says that we are the light of the world. Apart from Christ, as Paul tells us in Ephesians, we were darkness. Note that Paul doesn't just say we were in darkness, but he says we were darkness. Apart from Christ, we stumble and must surely fall. Apart from Him, we carry our darkness around with us. Apart from Him, it infects all our relationships. But thanks be to God, Jesus has not left us to fend for ourselves. In our text for today, He reminds us who we are in Him. Because of His death and resurrection for us, we are the children of the Heavenly Father. Jesus calls us the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We are, first of all, the salt of the earth. In Christ, we are that which keeps this old and decaying world from totally putrefying. By reconciling us to the Father and to each other in Himself, Jesus has given us the salt of peace, which we share with each other. Second, we are the light of the world. Without us Christians, this world would be as dark as the one-room houses of Jesus' day were without a lantern. But by the good works which we as Christians do by God's grace alone, the world is directed to glorify God. Just as the moon shines at night, reflecting the light of the sun and pointing to the coming of the new day, so we Christians shine on this darkened world. By our good works, which are done by God's grace, we reflect the life of the age to come in this present age. Jesus tells us how to let our light shine in true humility. First, we recognize who we are apart from Him, dark and decaying. And then we recognize who we are in Him, salt, delaying the decay of this world, and light, mirroring in this age the life of the age to come. May God strengthen us both to will and to work of His good pleasure. Amen.